أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher. I bear witness that there is none worth of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the faithful servant and the last Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace, mercy and blessings be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every single one of us. Ameen. Honorable ulama'i kiram, respected elders, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, and children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Ameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala ahli nabiyyina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Brothers, please, if you can come forward, please. Fill up the staff. Come forward, please, brothers. Come forward. There is space in front here. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My brothers and sisters, in Islam, life is extremely short. And life is temporary in every sense of the word. And if a person is searching for ultimate happiness and success in this world, then that pursuit is a failure. Not to put you down or despair, right? A Muslim should achieve and be productive. And there is nothing wrong with enjoying some things of this world and pursue things that you are passionate and love and your livelihood within halal means, permissible means, and avoiding forbidden means. And if you do fall into them, the forbidden means, you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, a Muslim's heart should never be attached to a temporary world like this. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as mata'. Constantly, that word in the Quran is repeated. This dunya, this worldly life. And the word dunya means lowly life. That's what it means. The dunya. It means lowly life. Mata. Temporary enjoyment and temporary suffering. So, until we believe that we are here on earth as an examination, and the hereafter compared to this worldly life, is no comparison. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَفَحَسَبَتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ Allah is asking. It is a question Allah is asking in Suratul. What surah is this? The end. Suratul Mu'minun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أَفَحَسِبَتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقُنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Meaning, did you calculate and estimate through your analysis, through your limited intelligence, what you see in front of you only? Did you estimate within your limited capacity that we created you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I created you. And the word we here is royalty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to himself as we. Right? We. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you just out of foolish play? For no purpose? Just eat and drink and merrymaking? And that you will not return back to us? We will all return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to him we shall all return. And this life is so short. And our time of death is unknown. Our time of death, it is unknown. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. Subhanallah. No one knows what will happen tomorrow. And no one knows on which land they will die. You and I can plan and plan and plan. But at the end of the day, we don't know how long we will be in this world. We don't know how long we're going to be on in this world, in this dunya. We don't know. That knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim does not despair with this knowledge that life is temporary. You mustn't despair. Right? Yes. It is difficult. It is hard that you are leaving your loved ones, and everything that you worked for will stay behind. However, a true believer looks at it as a preparation. Subhanallah. It's a motivation to prepare, to have the best of both worlds. Subhanallah. So, live your life according to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And earn your wealth in halal. And spend it in halal and charity. And worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Subhanallah. But if you don't have the hereafter in your mind, and you're just carrying on with your life, you just carry on as if there is no death, there is no hereafter, subhanallah, then know that at any time you can leave this world. You must know that. At any given moment from today, at any time, you must know that at any time you can leave this world, this dunya. And then what's going to happen is that we procrastinate. I say to myself, I will repent later. I say to myself, I'm still young. I say to myself, I'll do my hajj when I'm older. I say to myself, I will repent when such and such happens. And then I get taken away with the waves of deception of social media and the society in the world we're living through entertainment. I forget. I forget that my time is running out. In fact, at any moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call me back. I forget that. Through entertainment, joy, everything. Yolo, have you heard about that? You only live once. And we forget through entertainment, we join and we forget that the time is running out. And at any moment, Allah will call me back. So a believer always, always lives their life every day saying, I'm not going to wait till tomorrow to do the right thing or to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will do it now. Tomorrow is another day. It is another day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Kul hal nunabbi'ukum bil akhsarina a'mala. This is in Surah Al-Kahf towards the end. Kul hal nunabbi'ukum bil akhsarina a'mala. Say, shall I tell you about those who were the greatest losers in this life? Alladhina dhalla sa'yuhum fil hayati dunya wa hum yahsabuna annahum yuhsinuna sun'a. They are the ones whose pathway in their life, the choice of the path that they chose to take in their life, went totally astray. While they thought that they were not doing anything wrong, they were doing good. They thought, no, halas. We're doing good. Meaning, they neglected the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. And they followed their own desires and lusts and whatever the society and community tells them. I still have time. I'm still young. Subhanallah. Halas, let's enjoy life. I still got time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wal Asr. It's a very short surah. I hope you all know the surah by heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wal Asr, by the time. And the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses in the Quran is Asr. Asr means to squeeze. By the time that is squeezing out. The juice is running out. The time is squeezing. Allah said, Wal Asr. By the squeezing time, the juice is running out. In Wal Asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr. Indeed, man is in loss. You are losing. From the moment you are born, you are going backwards. Yes. Your life is getting shorter and your time is getting shorter. Subhanallah. And whatever you accumulate is going to run out and leave it behind. It's going to run out. And you leave everything you accumulate, you're going to leave it behind. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those who have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His message. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they follow it by doing many deeds, righteous deeds. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And they lived a life where they advised and reminded one another to do what? To follow the truth. Subhanallah. What truth? The truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Subhanallah. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they also lived a life where they enjoined each other and they lived with their friends and their families and the people around them, subhanallah, advising one another, subhanallah, reminding one another, subhanallah, helping one another to do what? To be patient and persevere until they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the true meaning of brotherhood and sisterhood in Islam, by the way. Helping one another, subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْعَةً. Don't take for granted even the tiniest of good deeds. And then he said, even moving an obstacle off the road is a good deed. Subhanallah. And if you can't even do that, subhanallah, he said, وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَ أَخَاقَ بِوَجِهٍ تَلِقْ. Subhanallah. Even if all you can do is meet your brother with a cheerful face, subhanallah. Meet your brother, even if all you can do is to meet your brother with a cheerful face, because you bring happiness to people around you. When you come with that kind of attitude, subhanallah, you're giving salams to everybody and you are smiling, as opposed to somebody who is always frowning. All he brings is misery and depression. And that person comes angry. You run away. Smile, subhanallah. Give salams to everybody and smile, subhanallah. Subhanallah. Smiling. Even if that's what you can do. A Muslim doesn't do that. Frowning. Angry, always angry. That's not it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was described by his wives, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana bashruka alwajh. He was always cheerful in his face. Subhanallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though people were after him, he always had a reason to be cheerful. Subhanallah. A believer is one of a kind. Subhanallah. Amazing are the face of a believer. Is one of a kind. Always smiling. Subhanallah. So don't take for granted. I give an example. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, he said, whoever fasts one day voluntarily for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, that was not asked of you to do. It will distance that person from hellfire the distance of 70 years. 70 years. Subhanallah. You know, that is far away from hellfire. Just by fasting one day voluntarily for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many opportunities have we missed out? Subhanallah. How many? Subhanallah. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fattaqu an-nara walau bi shiqqi tamra. He said, protect yourselves. Even if all you can do is to donate half a date. Subhanallah. Look at the opportunities. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it's giving half a date. Subhanallah. You make wudu, for every drop of water, sins are falling out. Subhanallah. You walk to masjid, to the masjid, every step you take, 10 hasanat are given. And 10 sayyat, gunas, are taken off. Anything you do, even a tiniest date, don't take it for granted. Subhanallah. Amazing. Subhanallah. And don't let shaitan say to you, you're a loser. What's the point? You've done all the sins and you're missing out on all these obligations. Yahi, yahi, yahi. Listen, a woman entered Jannah because of a dog. And a woman entered the hellfire because of a cat. Subhanallah. So live a life between hope and fear. That is the life of a believer. Subhanallah. No believer should despair. Every believer has an opportunity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He rewards for the little enormously. Subhanallah. And that is the meaning of His name, Ash-Shakur. Wa kana Allah shakiran alima. Allah is Ash-Shakur. He rewards for the little things you do. Enormously. Huge, massive rewards. Like I say, a woman, she was a prostitute because of a dog. Allah granted her Jannah. In our own eyes, we think that's a small thing. But in the sight of Allah, it is something huge. Subhanallah. So don't take it for granted. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. I mean, my brothers, my sisters, this life, which is a test, subhanallah, we die temporarily and we will be resurrected again. This life is action, but no accountability. The next life is the other way around. Accountability, no more action, no more repentance, no more making up, no more fixing. This life, action, no judgment. The next life, judgment, no action. Subhanallah. And that is what brought and deceived all the people before him, the prophet came to. When the prophets told them that beware of Allah's punishment, beware of Allah's judgment, what did they say? They say, bring it, bring it, bring it. Where is it? You've been talking for years and years and years. Bring it, where is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they hasten their prophets, say to them, O Nabi, say to them, the time will come. And when it comes, there is no more return. And Allah's command is nothing but the blink of an eye. Bang. Just like that. Boom. And then what happened? You say, not even an hour I was on earth. That is when you will feel like you never, you are only in this earth, on this earth, a day or half a day. It will seem like you only existed for an hour. Subhanallah. That is where the oppressors and the wrongdoers and the one who betrayed the trust and the one who stole and the one who hurt and the one who neglected and the one who boasted and the one who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything with no care and the one who was bad to their parents and the one who was bad to their children and the one who earned their wealth in haram and spent it in haram, that day they will despair and say, oh, I wish that I would have. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is why death was described as a calamity in the Quran. You know, there are so many calamities in life. You know, we got financial calamities, right? We got relationship calamities, so many. But the only calamity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentions in the Quran is death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The calamity of death strikes you. And I think to myself, why death a calamity for the person that is dying? I can understand how it's a calamity for those around the dying person. They are losing a loved one. They're going to go through a difficult time. They will grieve and they will have to bury him. But for the dying person, how is death a calamity for him? He is going, he is departing. How can it be a calamity for him? It's because the dying person, once the soul comes out, the ruh comes out, subhanallah, the records of doing good deeds has come to an end. And that is the calamity. It is the calamity, subhanallah. Now, if you want to say astaghfirullah at that moment, you cannot. You cannot, subhanallah. Imagine that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا مَاتَ بِنَ آدَمَ قَطْعَ عَمَلُهُ. When the son of Adam dies, the records of good deeds comes to an end. Khalas. You can no longer say astaghfirullah. The books are closed. Except if you did sadaqatul jariya, that will benefit you in your grave. Subhanallah. My brothers, my sisters in Islam, every single person in his or her grave at this very moment, if he was given the chance to come back to this life, wallahi, thumma wallahi, the only reason to come back to this life will be to worship Allah and nothing else. These are not my words. These are Allah's words himself. In Quran, same surah, Surah Al-Mu'minun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hatta idha ja'a ahadahumul mawtu qala rabbi rji'uni. When death comes to one of them, he says, Oh my Lord, now return me back. So that la'alli a'malu saliha, so that I can worship you. In another verse, فَأَصَّدَّقُ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِ, so that I can give charity. Those deeds, so that I can now read salah. So now I can give zakah. We cannot hear that. We only see the dead body lying on the ground. But that conversation between him and Allah, we cannot hear that. But this is what Allah is telling us. This is what the minute that person dies, the veil has been lifted. He's now pleading with Allah. Ya Allah, irji'uni la'alli a'malu saliha. Now return me back. Now I've seen. Return me back. Ya Allah. Allah says, Kalla. It's too late. We gave you opportunity after opportunity. You thought it's a joke. You thought you're not going to return back to us. You thought we just created you for fun. Eating, drinking, merrymaking, fun. You thought it was a joke. Subhanallah. الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ هُزْوًا وَلَيْمًا. Those who take the religion of Allah as a joke. You take it like it's something like you, to joke it. Those people, on that day, it will be too late for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the hidayat in tawfiq to make amal. Amen. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Wa nashadu la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. We can now read the verse.